Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 14th day of June. I'm your host, Paul White. We are right here near the middle of the month of June, in the middle of 2021, and oh boy, it's amazing, isn't it, how quickly these things pass us by. It is the summer is up and running here in North Georgia, where I'm coming to you from, and I pray wherever you are resting in the free favor of God, enjoying the journey. I want to say thank you to those who have been commenting and rating, commenting on and rating our podcast. I jumped into Apple to check the podcast. I try to remember to do that every few months to see if people are jumping in there and giving ratings and reviews and to hear what they have to say. And I was so blessed to see some who have jumped in there recently and said some things about the ministry and the podcast that blessed my heart, kept me sort of motivated and excited moving forward. People that comment on, my wife brings this up to me frequently, and I have to be reminded of it because I just get in the routine, do what I do, but people commenting on the consistency, how we put out the same amount every week consistently. My wife reminds me of what an important part that is to what we do. I have to be reminded because I'm doing what I feel passionate and called to do. And sometimes you have to be reminded that that is unique or that that is needed. And so thank you. That was a long way to say thank you, wasn't it? Thank you for those who have helped to encourage us to continue to do what we're doing. And we have been getting a lot of positive feedback from these Genesis journeys. This look at the creative process of God, this look into the verses of Genesis 1. I do not claim in any way to be any kind of expert on the book of Genesis, on the Torah, on Hebrew literature, on early creative mythological literature. I do not claim to be anywhere remotely near an expert on Hebrew words or syntax, but I do consider myself somewhat of a student. Maybe a learned student, but definitely a student, and someone who has a little bit of an insight on how to frame verses in a way that helps people understand them. And that might be why people are responding to this journey. So I will say that anything I'm sharing with you is by no means, to be considered the end-all on a subject. In fact, I try to lay things out as possibilities or options. It's just like a couple of days ago when we mentioned the evolutionary ideas that people bring to some of the text. I purposely am not telling you whether or not I think those are valid. I want to lay them out there because if I say that they're valid, then it might cut someone off from seeing them any other way. And if I say that they're invalid, then it might do the same. On the transverse. And so I really want you to wrestle things out. I was in a church a couple of weeks ago and made the statement that I think one of the great tragedies of Christian thought or Christian education is that we aren't teaching people how to think. We're teaching people what to think, thus the phrase indoctrination. We are trying to get our doctrine into them. And while, believe me, I see the benefits, this is going to sound like a weird phrase, but I see the benefits of indoctrination. I do. And you want your doctor indoctrinated in his specialty. You don't want him to be too much of a free thinker in his specialty. However, you would like for him to be creative, open to new ideas, and a good listener in the midst of his specialty. It might help him to be better at his specialty than all of the other specialists. So I get the benefits of indoctrination, but I think in being students of the Word, what we benefit more from is not being told what to believe, but given some options on how. Over the next few podcasts, we're going to slow down on the sixth day of creation. And we're going to deal with several different aspects of the creation. So we will camp ourselves in Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, on through the end of the chapter. That's verse 31. We will stay here for a few days. because I think this is where we really start to get some ideas about who we are as a people. The first thought, and it'll probably, because I spent some time doing other things, be the only thought today, but we'll just keep building every day. God said in verse 26, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, etc., etc." We'll read more of that over the next few days. The contrast seems to be with what God did on day 5, when he made every animal according to its kind. And then on day 6, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness," or according to our likeness, "let them have dominion." So, plural, God knew, even with the creation of Adam, he knew there would be them. And you might say, where were we going to get them if God only started with Adam? And this is a perfect opportunity to say, once again, I don't think that the verses are a blow-by-blow account of what was happening in particular order, but rather an overview as to the creative process. So when we get to God bringing Eve out of Adam's side, when you read the narrative, if you read it strictly, it looks as if Eve was an afterthought. Like God creates Adam and then goes, "Oh, you need a helper, huh? It's not good for you to be alone. Oh, okay, well here, try some animals." And the animals don't work, so God puts him to sleep, brings Eve out of him. If you read a strict literalist reading, then you have God figuring out several days, weeks, months, or even years into Adam's existence that he needs someone, and then he gives him Eve, and only then does he come up with the idea of being fruitful and multiplying. We know that can't be true. The wording of the sixth day is they're going, let them, plural, rule over. So God, woman's not an afterthought. Reproduction's not an afterthought. When we get to the Adam is alone segment, and I'm sure we'll say this again when we get there, it's not God figuring out all of a sudden he needs to be alone. But it's just our way of understanding why we need one another. It's our way of respecting marriage and the institution of marriage. It's our way of not denigrating the genders, but realizing that there's an equality that comes from the creative process of God. All of those things will be brought out as you get into the particulars of man's creation. But on this first podcast of that creative act of day 6, just realize that it appears that God wants to set up a stark contrast between the kingdom of the animal and the kingdom of man, in that the animal is not created in the likeness and the image of God, yet man and woman, them, is very much created in the likeness and image of God. We'll spend some time on what that likeness and image may or may not be, and we'll start that process tomorrow. What a good place to begin is just to really start to dig into the particulars of day 6. Hope this served as an introduction and you had a few thoughts to chew on. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless.